Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my venom-infused friend, Frank.
Venom.
Do you know what venom is?
Yeah, it's like a thing that makes you all, like, big and you covered in like black and white, and you want to kill Spider-Man. And
nope, not that. Nope. Oh, no, that's what you were doing.
Oh,
I thought you were like being a snake.
Oh,
and I was confused.
Is that not what venom is?
No, venom is the drug that Bane takes.
What? No. You're wrong. It's a Spider-Man villain,
or it's the drug that Bane takes.
No. You're wrong.
Fight you. Even though I fully recognize Venom as a villain. One that I quite enjoy.
Yes. I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm good.
Good.
Better before we had that little spat.
little hero spat.
Yeah. We're both drinking not your father's, but
yeah,
we're different ones.
We're enjoying stuff from Small Town Brewery, but you are drinking the Not Your Father's Ginger Ale.
Indeed.
And I am drinking the now classic Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Ooh, is it in a classic bottle?
Oh, it's from 2015.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So old. Might have expired. You don't know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no. This first debuted in 2015, and now this one's here, the ginger ale, and it's, yeah, it's like they're branching out into all sorts of
exciting.
All your Not Your Father's drinks that have alcohol that you didn't think had alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well...
So, a couple weeks back,
yeah,
we talked about Death of Superman.
We did.
And we made
and
mention...
we talked, you mean you told me the story of
I
the
did.
Death of Superman.
It was a bedtime story.
Yeah.
And now, you mentioned the Max Landis, like, parody video where he kind of tells his version of the
yes.
Death of Superman story and
yes.
what he likes about it, what he doesn't like about it, how it can run better. You mentioned that earlier he had made one about Nightfall, the Batman story.
Yes, he did.
Well... Yeah. Uncle Timmy, I want a bedtime story.
Oh, you want a bedtime story?
So will you tell me?
Can we read it yourself?
Oh.
I'm drinking ginger ale.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Will you tell me the story of Nightfall?
I will tell you the story of Nightfall.
Before Nightfall.
Before Nightfall.
So actually, I can fall asleep.
Past Nightfall.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I will tell you the story of Nightfall. Feel free to ask questions as I go along and forget things, important things like names and dates and places.
Okay.
So Nightfall was a series that ran in 1993, which there were three different parts to it. The first part famously, I think, is Nightfall and then Night Quest and Night's End.
Mm-hmm.
Night's End. One of those. See, I'm already starting off strong. Night's End is definitely Night's End.
Yeah.
Night End doesn't really make that much sense. All with a K, because we're cool like that. So, although Knight's Quest without a K doesn't make that much
really
sense,
wouldn't,
actually.
But Nightfall and yeah.
Yeah. So, Nightfall, I think, is arguably the most famous one in which Bane breaks Batman's back. He breaks him physically and mentally, more specifically. But the
mm-hmm.
most famous part being the back.
He broke the bat.
Yeah. Bane straight up broke my back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. The death of Superman was so very, very popular, we should do something with our also very popular hero, Batman.
Right.
And so thus comes Nightfall, in which like Doomsday, which was a new character created specifically for the death of Superman, Bane was created specifically for Nightfall. He appeared a little bit before that as a little bit of a setup, as mm-hmm. Doomsday appeared a little bit before. Mm-hmm. They basically followed the same formula when you think about it.
Yeah.
But the general conceit is that Bane is a prisoner from a jail on the island of Santa Prisca.
Mm-hmm.
And he is in prison for the crimes of his father. So he's been in the prison since he was a baby.
Right.
And the son has to deal with the father's crime because, you know, justice and stuff. Justice on imaginary islands.
Batman, what you thinking about? Oh, just justice and stuff.
Yeah. And so he hears stories of the Batman of Gotham.
Yes.
While in prison. And so he decides that he's going to break out and conquer this Batman and claim Gotham as his own because of reasons.
Evil.
Evil.
Just
because. Because. And so he dons this, like, wrestling outfit, you know, luchador outfit.
Lucha Libre, yeah.
Yeah, Lucha Libre outfit. And comes to Gotham. He's got his little band of merry followers. He's got Bird and Trog, and you know, and all the other things that all the other characters, the Abattoir,
like you do,
all the other characters you've never heard of before. And so, although Trog always makes me think of the Trogs,
like
love is all around me.
Oh yeah.
And
see,
so
I was thinking
the
Wild
feeling
Thing.
Grows.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh, Wild Thing.
Did a Wild Thing.
Wild
too.
Thing. Yeah, it's also a good song. Well, they had some good hits. Anyway,
I think that's about it, though.
It's more than I have. Yeah. You know, and I've never tried. So what does that say? Yeah. And so Bane's plan basically is that Batman is one of the greatest fighters in the world, non-biased. And so Bane says you have to break him mentally and physically. But to break him at all, to do both, you have to wear him down. And so Bane stages a mass breakout at Arkham Asylum. Blows a hole out of the side and lets all these villains run wild. And so Batman's like, I'm super nuts. Now I gotta go. Ah, crap. Cap. Now I gotta go catch Mr. Zazz again before he tallymans himself.
Alfred, I won't be home for tea.
Hey, yeah. Oh, sir, you never are. Yeah. I drink all of it. I really. Pretend to that I made it for you, and then I just drink it myself.
I'm really wired.
Yeah. Wiry.
Michael Caine.
And Michael Caine. And so I should do this in the whole Michael Caine
voice. No, don't do that. No. That'd be distracting. It's too sexy.
Yeah, it's too sexy. Yeah. You're supposed to only blow the bloody doors off. Yeah.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah. Tangerines.
Tangerines.
Anyway.
Little cafes.
Yeah. Anyway. Another time. So.
Tangerines.
That's what it was the size of.
I know. No.
So.
This is such a good reference.
I know. So anyway. So Bane blew more than the bloody doors off and released everybody. And so Batman, most of Nightfall is Batman running around like hoarding up all these different villains while Bane sits in a chair and is like, no, I will
you're going
wait.
To fall. Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. Bane knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman because Bane is of a normal intelligence. Because
Bane's
it out.
Not stupid.
Stupid. And Bane figured it out pretty quickly. And so basically, Batman gets worn down and he's basically got pneumonia while he's running around fighting all these things. And so finally, he's like, I did it. I'm finally going to go have that tea that Alfred made me, that tangerine tea. I'm going to go have it. And he gets back to the Batcave, and Bane is waiting for him. And he's like, what you doing here, man in the cave? But, you know, with more conviction and stuff. And so Bane is like, I was responsible for all the things that you did and stuff that you had to do. And so now I will break you because you're all tired and that's a fair fight. So
then I will break you.
Then I will break you. I can do the whole. I can do it all like this.
Yeah.
You see, Batman, the fire rises.
The fire rises.
I'm already tired of talking. Let's just fight.
Perhaps he was wondering why
pneumonia.
You would shoot
can't
a man.
Can't you hear it? I have pneumonia. Achoo.
I'm sorry. Bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. My soul is now back in my body. Let's fight. And so Basically, Batman is so worn down that he can barely hold his own against Bane, who is pumped up on Venom. Okay.
Yes.
Not the symbiote of the Marvel Universe.
Got it.
Venom, the drug, which is like which is increased steroid, which increases your muscle mass and everything else. Batman previously had been addicted to this drug in a storyline aptly named Venom.
So creative.
I know, wasn't it? And in this story, he's on this, like, he doesn't save the life of a little, I think it's a little girl. He, like, fails to save her life. And so he hears about this drug and he gets addicted to it. And then he, like, gets the shakes and he tries to get himself off of it. And it's a pretty good story. But he recognizes the effects of Venom on Bane and now is a little bit more scared, which throws his game off a little bit more. And Bane lifts him up and breaks his back over his knee.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And we've all seen that. It's like very iconic artwork.
I think it's very iconic. It's kind of like the Superman being held by Lois upon his coma death and that different stuff. Yeah.
Coma death. You're holding on to that one.
Yeah, I am.
Coma death.
Yeah. Well, at least Batman's back was actually broken.
All right. Fair enough.
Though I don't think the story and the grand scheme after this is not only gets any better. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay.
So while all this is going on, Batman's got a cohort of allies. You know, he's a big loner, but he's got a huge family. He's got a huge bat family. And so he's got Nightwing, who's Dick Grayson, who is in Bloodhaven. And he's got Tim Drake, Robin, Jason Todd is already deceased. Mm-hmm. And he's got Jean Paul Valley.
By popular vote, he's already deceased.
By 1888. Yeah. He's already deceased. And he's got Jean Paul Valley, who is the vigilante Azrael.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Paul Valley, as Azrael, is part of the, unbeknownst really to him, is part of the Order of Saint Dumas.
Right.
Which is a secret culty organization that brainwashes its members with something called the system.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Paul Valley does not know that he is part of the system.
Right.
And so, and neither does Batman for that matter. And so when Batman's back gets broken, everyone is like, okay, well, you can't be Batman anymore. So sit down. Oh, wait.
But I wanna.
Yeah, no, don't move from that chair, even though you can't. But don't move anyway, because you're Batman. You'd figure out a way.
Please, so, please don't.
Spoiler alert, he does. and so he tells Alfred and Tim Drake, he's like, I need a replacement for Batman. And they're both like, oh, so Dick's going to be Batman? He's like, no, this new kid that I just met, Jean Paul Valley, he's going to be Batman. And they're all like, that's dumb. And his reasoning, he tells them, is that, you know, Dick's really busy being Nightwing and stuff. You know, he doesn't really want to do it, you know. So.
Besides, he spells Nightwing without a K, so it really doesn't work.
He can't be part of the Nightfall family, it's fine. And so he says, you know, so Gene will do it. You know, it's fine. Just good old Gene Paul. And Alfred and Tim think that's stupid, as it is. And Dick is insulted that he was not asked to be Batman, even because that would be a great honor and all that stuff. Bruce's true reason is he doesn't want Dick to fight Bane.
Right.
He doesn't want him to go up and get himself paralyzed or killed or whatever. This is a father protecting his son.
Exactly.
It's a brother protecting his brother, however you see their relationship. And so, and so that's why he chooses. So in a terrible way, he's like, I want to protect Dick. But this guy,
I'll
send this other guy who's probably going to die, and then we'll see what happens. If he wins, he wins. If he doesn't,
he doesn't, at least he's not my fake son.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm Batman. So
I make the decisions. I'm Batman.
Yep. Yeah, and indeed. And so Gene becomes Batman, and he's a little bit more aggressive and darker than Batman is. And he creates for himself these metal, like, gauntlet glove things that he wears as going out as Batman. And while wearing those gloves, he takes on Bane. And he almost dies, but the only reason he survives is because of the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And so so he ends up building himself a full armored suit, extreme 90s style.
Right.
Which is a hybrid of the Batman and Azrael costume,
right.
And goes after Bane again and wins. Because I think Bane had an unfair advantage against Batman because Batman was, excuse me, because Batman was, you know, tired. He had pneumonia and like all these different things.
Sure,
and he,
sure.
Like, so he was worn out. So that's an unfair fight, but. Bane and Jean are just going mano a mano, and Jean's got this big, you know, he's got this big armored suit. So he wins, decides not to kill Bane, but to let him live, and he goes to Blackgate Penitentiary. All well and fine. That's the end of Nightfall, really. Nightquest is Jean Paul Valley as the new status quo. He is the new Batman. He is out there fighting crime in a very violent Gotham City. And Bruce, meanwhile, is kind of traveling the world trying to repair his back with this woman. Her name is Dr. King-Solving. And they're...
King-Solving?
King-Solving.
Really?
Yeah.
Like King-Solving mysteries?
Yeah. But they're not solving mysteries.
I know, but... Like,
except the mystery
name.
Of his medical condition. Which is not really a mystery.
And she spells King with a K.
Straight up broke his back.
And she spells King with a K.
With a K, yeah. I think she was a character actually before...
I'm just... All these letter K.
I know.
I'm kidding. I'm just...
It's... No.
Yep, I know. I was going... I was trying to look
for
the same joke.
There's no adjective I can use for this. No, there's
nothing. Kooky. It's kooky.
Kooky. Thank you. So they're actually traveling the world and doing this. This is the part that I always get fuzzy on. So their story, basically, Dr. King-Solving has a brother whose name is Asp, and they both have these like weird telekinetic powers or whatever, and they get into a battle for Bruce is there for some reason, and there's like some psychic backlash that heals Batman's back, and it heals Batman's back and kills Asp and makes her... And, like, diminishes her mental capacity, so she ends up in an insane asylum.
That's a really sad story.
Yeah, it is kind of sad when I say it like that. But moral of the story, just like the super coma, Batman is back from a magic miracle.
Yeah, so I guess that's true.
So he's back, but he's not. But he decides that he needs work to be able to reclaim to be Batman again. Because he's been out of the game for a while now, and he can't just put on the costume and do it all over again. So he's got to do some more soul searching. And meanwhile, Jean Paul Valley's running around, and he's like, I'm the new Batman, but I'm my extreme 90s Batman, so I'm going to slash your face with my metal claws.
Right.
And stuff like that. And he takes on a whole slew of villains.
Because I'm an X-Man Batman.
Basically, yeah. And so he takes on a whole slew of villains. One he takes on is Abator, who was one of Bane's minions.
Right.
And big battle, blah 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 blah. He lets Abator die, which is the big no no as part of the
Bat
family.
Yeah.
And so, but Jean Paul Valley is brainwashed by this Order of Saint Dumas as part of the system, and the system is pretty much taken over now. So he's not really in control of his own actions anymore. He's just part of this brainwashed cult.
It's
thing.
Just yeah. And he's doing their bidding, essentially.
Right, exactly. And so what happened, while Bruce is traveling the world, he goes to train with Lady Shiva, who is the greatest martial artist in the DC universe, traditionally.
Uh-huh.
She's the best. And he trains with her, and he's like, I need to be better. I need to do this again, you know, blah, blah, blah. All this wonderful stuff. And her final test with him, so it's like Ninja Batman, except he wears like this bat mask, but not the Batman mask.
Right.
The one that looks more like a totem mask.
Oh, okay.
And her final test with him is to, like, kill this guy. You know, kind of like Batman Begins that, you know, like, oh,
yes,
you've been through
the
League of Shadows. Now kill this man.
Right.
We've never made you kill before. But, you know, you did all of this until now you have to kill somebody.
You were really, really good at solving crossword puzzles. Now kill a man.
Mm-hmm. You taught yourself to ice skate without ice skates.
Very well done.
Yes, with a sword in your hand. Now,
take that same sword and ice skate across this man's neck.
Just a scene of Christian Bale taping a sword to his boot. It's like, am I taking this too literally? Yeah.
No, you're doing fine. That's fine.
Where are your bat ice skate boots? You had them when you were George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you have them now?
Hey, where are the nipples? Come on. We were promised nipples.
We were never promised nipples. I never wanted to be promised nipples.
That was promise me we'll never have nipples again.
Yeah, just do the opposite and promise me they won't ever show up again.
Have you heard these, like, just a quick aside, just you mentioned Clooney. Have you mentioned, heard about these, like, fan theories or more like fan wishes that maybe one day we'll get, like, Dark Knight or like a true, like, Dark Knight Returns movie with Clooney coming back and, like, redeeming himself as, like, an old Batman?
I would love that.
If it was, like, a good writer and a good director.
Yeah.
And with someone who, like, really wanted to do it the right way. They could really knock that out of the park with Clooney.
I think they could with Clooney. I think so. I think he, give him another, Clooney's what, in his 50s?
Maybe later. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm actually going to use my one look up.
Yeah, he might, he must be in his 50s. He can't be 60s yet. If he is, he looks damn good. But he always looks damn good. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if he ever would do it again, if he'd ever come back. But it would be such a great, great thing if he would.
Clooney is 54. 54, so he's actually a year off from the age that Bruce Wayne was in Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
55 in Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, yeah.
But give him a couple. Like, I would love.
Oh my god, I love that.
That'll never happen.
Oh, it won't happen.
Love it,
but it would be so. Because
there was that same thing with if they wanted Keaton to come back.
Yes,
and do it,
which
would have been awesome too.
Yes, true. That's true.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so the ultimatum is like, kill this man in battle, blah, 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 and uh-huh. then you will have finished your training and blah, blah, blah. So Batman basically does this little Batman trick and makes it look like he's dead, tricks Shiva, but the guy...
But he's really in a super coma.
But he's really in a super coma.
And the Eradicator comes.
Right.
Okay.
Except he doesn't.
No.
Not at all. But, yes. And so it's just a trick for Lady Shiva, who, if she is the greatest martial artist in the world, do you think that she'd be able to pick up on that? But, you know.
I'm the greatest martial artist, and I can't tell when someone's dead.
But she's not the greatest detective.
Yeah. Apparently not.
They're just sleeping.
Bad man.
Yeah, bad man. A lot of bad man tonight.
College humor, right?
What?
College humor? Is that
College humor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Pete Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the
really
sleeping
good
one
videos.
Is the one with Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt
is
the penguin,
is
yeah.
So funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Look it up.
So while Jean's running around killing people because of the system, and so Batman comes back to reclaim the mantle, and he faces off with Jean Paul Valley in the Batcave, as where Batman was broken,
mm-hmm.
now he is reborn.
Yes.
That's the nice symmetry of the
story.
That
is nice symmetry.
That
yes.
I don't think you get from Death of Superman, Death and Return of Superman.
Not really.
I don't think that symmetry doesn't work the same way.
There are moments of it, but not quite like that.
Yeah, I think
not
that
so deliberate.
The nicest symmetry of the story. Yeah, this nice parallel, this bookend. And instead of mano a mano fighting Jean Paul Valley, because maybe Batman's not quite up to par yet, he uses his brain power, his unagi.
Telekinesis.
His unagin. As it were, not unagi.
Yes, yes.
And he kind of makes Jean retreat into the cave, like, to come after him.
The cave. Remember your fear of the cave.
Failure at the cave.
Yeah. As he pulls Jean further and further into the cave, it shrinks. Like, the place they're going, the cave shrinks on, and the tunnel shrinks.
Oh, it's Ant-Man.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
So Jean is forced to remove bits of his armor
as
he goes because he can't get to where Batman is in the armor that he's in. So by the time that he cuts to Batman, he's not wearing anything. He's always wearing, like, pants. But he's just Jean Paul Valley again.
Uh-huh.
And he just concedes, like, you were Batman. You've always been Batman. And Batman, instead of putting him in jail because it was Batman originally chose Jean to be Batman, he just lets him become a homeless man on the street instead.
Seems
true story.
Seems fair.
Like,
yep.
I won't help you with your problem, Jean, because I'm mad at you for killing that one guy that probably would have died anyway. But I'm just gonna let you become a vagrant instead. Now please go to
I have the means. I could help you. I'm a billionaire.
I'm a billionaire.
But I won't.
But I'm not gonna help you. I'm too upset that Bane broke my back. But it magically got fixed from some psychic backlash that doesn't really make sense to me, but I'm not going to question it because I'm Batman.
But listen, it could be worse. At least he didn't throw me in a prison and make me climb out.
Yeah, there wasn't... Yeah, Dark Knight Rises didn't really do much in the way of adapting the story, probably for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of maybe a few hits here and there, like the breaking of the back. Bane knows he's Batman. And then arguably the pit is like his, I need to my back is broken and I need to readjust myself and mm-hmm. come back and hit mm-hmm. him stronger than yes. I was. And I guess his Batman, when he fights Bane Dark Knight Rises, he's not up to his normal strength because he's sad for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's sad for 8 years and he's not been doing anything and he's just growing a weird goatee to, you know, cosplay Green Arrow someday, like whatever he's doing. Actually, it's funny because Dark Knight Returns, there's a line in it that says...
Returns or Rises?
Rises, okay. I'm sorry. Dark Knight Rises. There's a line in there where everyone says, he retired, you know, blah, 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 because Rachel died. That's dumb and yeah. all that stuff. He actually doesn't necessarily retire because of Rachel. When he's talking to Gordon
yep.
in the hospital, Gordon says, you know, like, you were gone.
Yeah.
And Batman says, we won.
Uh-huh.
You didn't need me anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why he becomes like a recluse more. But I don't think that is given enough weight in the story.
I agree.
For people to catch on to it right away or ever.
Yeah.
And so he's not he's sad and mopey because of Rachel,
mm-hmm.
but he retired because major crime was behind bars.
Right. Right. The whole he's not the hero Gotham deserves, but he's the one we need right now. Didn't need him anymore.
He didn't need him anymore.
Right.
Exactly. But it's just a weird way to end one movie and pick up another movie. Mm-hmm, and I think mm-hmm. that's what threw a lot of people off. But anyway, that's my little Dark Knight Rises tidbit.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. So that's Nightfall in a nutshell.
That's a good summary.
Thanks. It's not my favorite story. Yeah. I did have a child's novelization of it, maybe a young adult novelization of it when I was a kid. That was my first introduction to
it. Not a graphic novel, does
No,
it?
Not the graphic novel. When I was older, I got it.
Yeah.
But I first got the story from this little Alan Grant, not the doctor. Not the paleontologist, Alan Grant. Is it Alan Grant? Yeah, it's got to
be.
Yeah. Yeah, the comic writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was from him. It had a really cool cover. It had Gene Palvalli's extreme 90s costume.
Oh, nice.
And he was holding up the bat mask and cape, the cape and cowl in his claws, and his, like, the fingers were poking through the eyes.
Was it like Alas, Poor Yorick? Was it like...
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, actually. I'll see if I can look it up afterwards. I'll see if I can find it.
I think I've seen it. That's why I ask.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Except his fingers are through the eyes, yeah. But I think I've seen it.
Fingers in the eyes.
Finger eyes, McCabe. That's actually really cool. That's a really cool, like, that you read the novelization first and then read the graphic novel later. I read the graphic novel, it must have been right before the movie came out. You loaned it to me, actually.
Oh, did I? I don't remember that at all.
I was visiting you, if you remember, that year, 4th of July, and you let me read the graphic novel, and I did, and I didn't remember all the details of it, mm-hmm. so this was a good little refresher for me, because I forgot a lot of, like, what Asriel's role was and all that stuff. So this was a good yes. I have seen that.
I had this one. Nightfall and Beyond by Alan Grant.
Uh huh. I've seen that art.
Yeah. There was an adult adaptation of it too.
Another novelization?
There's an adult novel, novelization.
Interesting.
Of it. Yeah, I think there's definitely a radio show for it too.
Ooh,
like there was for Tuesday.
Yeah, I knew that actually.
Yeah,
I knew that actually.
I don't
think
I've ever listened to it though.
Neither have I.
Yeah. That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Where can the people find us?
They can find us on the internet at Beer with Geeks on Twitter. They can follow each of us individually. I'm at Frank Ramblings. You're Timp_Gannon. Mm-hmm. BeerWithGeeks.com, BeerWithGeeks@gmail.com. If you want to write to us, any thoughts, any musings, any favorite Superman, Batman storylines that we haven't talked about so far. You can leave us reviews on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on the Overcast app on iOS, on the Satchel Media Player on Android and iOS. Those are all fantastic places, to find us on the internet. And if you find us, tell your friends or leave us a review or a rating. Those help us a lot and make it easier for us to keep doing the show, because the more people find it, the more we can keep doing it. So,
indeed.
That about wraps it up for me, my friend.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, in that case, until next time, cheers.